Another film that has a very strong seasonal appeal is called The Man Who Invented Christmas. Now, who is it? It's Charles Dickens, of course, played by Dan Stevens, who was the Beast in the live-action Beauty and the Beast recently. And he's coming off a couple of novelistic flops in the year 1842, and he's just got the right idea for how to revive a sagging career.
You have a new book in mind?
It's about a miser, and on Christmas Eve, he meets some kind of supernatural guides.
Does it have a title?
Humbug, a Miser's Lament.
Christmas Ghost Story, Christmas Song.
Christmas Ballad, something like that. Mr. Scrooge, how delightful to meet you, sir.
Sorry, I can't say the same.
You and I are going to do wonderful things together.
And that's Christopher Plummer, who plays Ebenezer Scrooge, who sort of comes to life in Charles Dickens' mind, and they interact together. And it's actually quite amusing. Look, this is a likable film. It is fast-moving. It really does some wonders for the creative process in terms of making it dramatic. And again, writer's block has never looked like so much fun as it does in this particular film. There's also a great performance by Jonathan Pryce, who plays Dickens' real-life father. And the relationship between the feckless father, who really never got his life together and ended up in debtor's prison, and this is all real, this is part of the Dickens biography, it's very touchingly done. The one thing about the film is the recreations of London in the 1840s look like they're done on computer and with a very low budget. So not absolutely great and indelible. But I do think that anyone who knows and cherishes the Christmas Carol, the novel, which ends up being one of the most successful novels of all time, is going to relish and enjoy The Man Who Invented Christmas. A 2.5 stars for a film that is mostly a lot of fun. Though it only begins to hint at some of the depths of Dickens' character, which another film that more people should look up called The Invisible Man with Ralph Fiennes, that did that back in 2013. Meanwhile,